Carnegie Supernova Project, Kinky Dollar I Dollar Band Light Curves of Type Ia Supernovae, by P.J. Pesci et al. We present detailed investigation of a specific I-band light curve feature in Type Ia Supernovae, SNEIA, using the rapid cadence and high signal-to-noise ratio light curves obtained by the Carnegie Supernova Project. The feature is present in most SNEIA and emerges a few days after the I-band maximum. It is an abrupt change in curvature in the light curve over a few days and appears as a flattening in mild cases and a strong downward concave shape, or a kink, in the most extreme cases. We computed the second derivatives of Gaussian process interpolations to study 54 rapid cadence light curves. From the second derivatives we measure, 1, the timing of the feature in days relative to I-band maximum, TDM2, I, and 2, the strength and direction of the concavity in MAGD2, DM2, I. 76% of the SNEIA show a negative DM2, I, representing a downward concavity, either a mild flattening or a strong kink. The TDM2, I, parameter is shown to correlate with the color stretch parameter SBV, a SNEIA primary parameter. The DM2, I, parameter shows no correlation with SBV and therefore provides independent information. It is also largely independent of the spectroscopic and environmental properties. Dividing the sample based on the strength of the light curve feature is measured by DM2, I, SNEIA with strong features have a Hubble diagram dispersion of 0.107 mag, 0.075 mag smaller than the group with weak features. Although larger samples should be obtained to test this result, it potentially offers a new method for improving SNEIA distance determinations without shifting to more costly near-infrared or spectroscopic observations. This was Carnegie Supernova Project, Kinky Dollar I Dollar Band Light Curves of Type Ia Supernovae, by P.J. Pesci et al.